Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:40 in that specific summer time. Today is September 7th. It's Labor Day in the USA, so the majority of markets are closed. Oil is open and down over a dollar. So we still see this. This is still a corrective phase in the energy sector. Of course, sell in May, come back on Labor Day is... It's a little bit different from the UK, where it's sell in May and come back in St. Ledger Day. But obviously people are looking at early September, and the big question in markets is, when people get back to their desks tomorrow, what are they going to do? Are they going to be buyers following a large pullback in August, or are they going to be potential sellers into what has been, you know, a partial rebound? And that's a very large question. But first, let's have a look at what else happened in here today. And European markets, generally speaking, were in positive territory, but not in any kind of dynamic way. You had approximately 1% advance in the majority of these indices. And the euro was a little bit firmer, but again, not in a dynamic fashion. In Asia this morning, China was in mildly positive territory, but the banking sector was down rather heavily, encountering resistance in the region of the 200-day moving average. And the banks have been the primary avenue that the government has been using to help support the market. And the fact that they were weaker in here today suggests that some of that support has been withdrawn in the after this military parade that occurred last week. And there are a number of fairly high-profile commentators calling for them to stop intervening and let the market find its own pace. Well, that might also speak to the fact that they have short positions. But other than that, allowing some form of normality to return to the market would certainly be welcome. The ability of that banking index to find support above the August low is probably going to represent a barometer for the ability of stocks to begin to find support at a more realistic level. We have to ask a big question with regard to China, and that is whether the entire bull market that began last November was predicated on merely hype and bluster rather than the appreciation of fundamental facts. Obviously, sentiment has really deteriorated over the last few months, and certainly the government hasn't helped, and they've really had just a terrible record of botching their interventions over the last 3 or 4 months. So sentiment is pretty bad, but the question is, how much of that is really looking at this market and saying that things are in dire straits? And to the extent that there was hype at the top, is this depression towards the bottom? Certainly the Hang Seng has accelerated lower, and it's broken its medium-term progression of higher reaction lows. Well, but it has accelerated lower. It's deeply oversold. And coming back into a potential area of support near 20,000, we won't have confirmation that shorts are under any kind of pressure until we see a clear upward dynamic that's been sustained for more than a day or two. But certainly, there's been a lot of bad news already priced in, and of course, they'll also be pricing in the fact that the Hong Kong dollar is tied to the US dollar, and that any potential tightening in the US will, the Hong Kong administration will need to follow suit. The Australian market was relatively unchanged today, and the Nikkei was in mildly positive territory. The yen was a little bit weaker in here today, but again, not in a dynamic fashion. And well, perhaps that's good news that we're not getting very large dynamic moves in markets when the US is closed. We've seen that program traders and algorithmic trading systems and high frequency trading systems have often used market illiquidity during holidays to attempt to move markets in order to hit stops. Well, we haven't seen any evidence of that today, which is probably a good thing. When we look at the commodity sector, gold was a little bit weaker, and platinum was down additionally, and it's back below $1,000. I think it's at $988 right now. It's $130 cheaper than gold, which is a very odd situation. But there's no sign yet that that is changing either. And with energy prices still pulling back, this is still a rather tense environment where supply is surging from just the huge amount of money that was poured into the sector over the last decade. And then you have OPEC members like Venezuela crying out for assistance because they have been so profligate in their administrations that they just don't have any money left when prices have come lower like this. So this is an environment where the higher cost producers and those that cannot survive in this kind of environment with comparatively low prices, particularly relative to what we had a few years ago, are going to go to the wall. There's an awful lot of private equity money on the sidelines, and that has the potential to prolong the process of rationalization in the sector, which could contribute to prices not recovering in perhaps as quick as people might wish. There is an awful lot of additional supply becomes economic at between $70 and $80, and that's likely to represent the kind of headwind to prices in oil that we see that the $4 to $4.5 level is for natural gas. That oil now does appear to be following the natural gas playbook, and that would suggest that we're not going to see oil prices surging higher, and that's really very good news in the medium term, but it probably takes a bit of getting used to in the short term. We're going to see in the coming week just how well the bounce that has been in evidence but was pared back on Friday is, and I continue to think that we're going to need at least some time to rebuild support and confidence, because this has been a very sharp pullback and the consistency of the trends has deteriorated. And above all other considerations, that is the one that stands out most, that anyone who had been running a trend running strategy is now either out of the money, has had stops triggered, and is reassessing that strategy. Well, I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.